Good afternoon, this is Charlotte reporting for Optum Exposure, and in this series of interviews and video interviews we're talking to a series of leaders in their organisations about their use of social media and how it has played a key role in growing their business or engaging with their audience or their customers or stakeholders. And here today we are at Leeds Civic Hall with Martin Dean from Leeds Initiative, so welcome Martin.
Good to be here.
So thanks for your time. I've certainly got some questions lined up for you. So really kicking off, just tell me a little bit more about Leeds Initiative.
Leeds Initiative is the partnership led by the council that really has the best interests of Leeds at heart. We're responsible, in essence, for two main things: for a long-term vision for the city and pulling together partners to help us achieve it. In very shorthand, that's it. We work with the private sector, we work with the voluntary and third sectors, we work with different parts of the public sector to bring people together to deliver more effectively for Leeds.
And it's been a busy year because you've obviously updated the Leeds Vision for, was it 2030?
Leeds Vision for 2030, which we concluded with the aim that we want Leeds to be the best city in the UK. And working to prepare that vision, we needed to engage with the general public. Exactly the moment, really, when local government and government in general was being challenged to reduce its expenditure and do a better job with less money. So preparing a vision might have in the past involved doing a lot with an advertising agency. It might have involved putting adverts on buses. It might have involved putting something through the letterbox of everybody in the community. This time we had to be a bit smarter. And that was really where we got to the use of social media and the use of web technology. Not to say we didn't do other things, but to concentrate on that, we really pretty low cost for about, I think it was somewhere in the region of £7,000 or £8,000, created the What If Leeds brand, created a specific website that we used to directly engage with people so that they could debate and work with us. And then we use the social media technologies, particularly Twitter, but also Facebook and LinkedIn, to begin to develop that as a tool for dialogue with the community. And that's something we've done a bit more in our work as well.
So really, you know, start of your journey, how did you go about working out which technologies you wanted to use and actually how go about engaging?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we started using Twitter in 2009. And I personally started it probably a year earlier, I think it's interesting because I think it starts as very experimental. I think it's one of those things where you can only learn by doing, which I think is pretty countercultural for government and local government institutions, where there's almost a sense that we are broadcasting. There's a sense that we are. This is kind of like issuing a press release, and clearly, you know, people are fairly well trained early in their careers that that's for specialists to do. That needs to go through a very important process. Whereas this is, you know, much more intuitive, and you need to dive in. So I think prior to the vision, we'd signed up, we joined Twitter to our website, so we were using it almost in the way that everyone says you shouldn't use it, which is as a broadcast medium. And I personally have a view that if you've something to broadcast and people want to listen, that's the most important thing, then that is worth doing. But then slowly worked out how to use it, partly to have dialogue with the people who are there, but also, interestingly, in the What If Leeds work, to amplify the voices that we heard, because it wasn't a substitute for getting out there and meeting people. So, for example, one of the things we did was create our own blog to capture sometimes quite disadvantaged voices that we were meeting. So we had a colleague whose role was really to go out and meet people in the community and hear what they had to say about the long-term future of Leeds. And when they said things, we really felt that it was good for us to be on a bound and tell their story and then push that out. Using the new technology. So I think that for me was a piece of learning, that partly the job, particularly for us in that case, but maybe more generally for local governments, is to amplify the stories of what happens in the community.
That's an interesting point. And really sort of coming back a bit to what you talked about, sort of the tensions within, like, obviously the whole fluidity of Twitter and social media versus the whole sort of PR. How did you go about sort of, I suppose, the risk management or influencing people that, you know, this was an okay way of doing things?
I think it's interesting that because Leeds Initiative has over a number of years had its own identity within the council, kind of an identity that was slightly one side, we've had permission to experiment, and I think that in lots of ways was the important thing. And if it went wrong, it probably would have been quite easy to take a step back. I think the learning that we've found there is very much about balancing the things which are said by the corporate voice and the things which are said by people like me. And that, for me, I think that's an interesting thing which, again, local government has been very, very bad at. And I'll give you an example of something that happened during this piece of work. Someone wrote a blog. We made a mistake in 2004 when we published the last vision for Leeds. We produced a photograph which was taken in Headingley, and underneath the picture it said "A Street in Hare Hills." It was a captioning error. And 4 years later, so this was admitted at the time, and there was a bit of discussion at the time, but 4 years later, someone was writing a blog about policy. And particularly about local community development, and they had a very upset discourse about what had happened with this photograph. Clearly, and they were kind of saying the vision says all the right things, all the proper good things, but actually, when it comes to it, they really don't care about us because they did this. And so I wrote a comment on the blog and said, "Hello, I'm Martin. I work for the Leeds Initiative. This is me. We did that. That was my team. We made a mistake. We're sorry. And by the way, would you like to get involved in the stuff that we're doing?" And the response was really interesting, because the immediate response was, "Don't worry about it." And I think the reason the response was "don't worry about it" was they weren't now discussing with the monolith of the organisation. They were talking to me. And I think that what we're learning with the new technology is actually in most of what we do in our jobs, in trying to get things done in communities, it's about being me, and being on social media is a new way of being me, and I think that's important, and we've kind of learned that as we've gone along.
So is it more about putting a sort of a face on the organisation and actually being authentic, genuine, and actually sort of being the eyes and ears?
I think it's all of those things. I think definitely being authentic is for me the really strong and important point. And I think if someone sends a message to you, asks you a difficult question, a thing which the council is struggling with, or the partners are struggling with, or there's been some disappointing news, I think, or something didn't go quite right, I think, historically the PR thing to do would be to look the other way and start whistling. I think with social media you have to kind of say, wish that had gone better, or that didn't go as we wanted to, but we're going to keep trying. I think it's quite important to do that. I think people in local government are gaining confidence. I haven't had a count recently, but I think there are probably in excess of 20 services in the Leeds Council that are now on Twitter, a number that are on Facebook as well. I think a decent proportion of our councillors are now using social media, and it's a good way of very directly engaging with the public.
So what successes have you had? I know sitting here we've got a great award sitting on the table, which you must be very proud of.
Yeah, we're really pleased that we were successful in being awarded the SUMCOMS Award for 2011 for the work we did with the vision. And I think that was for the best use of social media to research and evaluate. And that was very pleasing, because the majority of the other recipients of awards that night were from the commercial sector. They were from agencies that are very much involved in this activity. So it was good to get that recognition. if you go to our website at leedsinitiative.org, you can look at all our work to do the vision, to prepare the vision for Leeds. And I think that's part of the important accountability for the public sector, as we, as my maths teacher used to say, show our working. And so we've done a report there where we've analysed the incoming information that we got from social media and the other channels, which led us to draw the conclusions that we drew in the Vision for Leeds work. I think it also encouraged us in that to be a bit more innovative. So traditionally, you know, you'd have looked at pen and paper techniques and so on. I think we're more now interested in things like, you know, encouraging people to take videos and tell us what they think through that way. We made a couple of films as part of this exercise, very much people-based activity. You know, things like open space type techniques, so that people set the agenda for themselves and can make a contribution. But going back to that measuring of success, I think that social media is a tool as part of your different products, and therefore I think the way in which you measure it will change over time and will be part of that particular project. So in respect of the vision for Leeds, that evaluation report was really the way that we kind of we said, well, how well have we done, how far have we reached into the community, etc., etc. And our sense was that while not perfect, it really helped us do a better job. And I think the bit which goes a bit deeper over time is I hope that it helps us be more trusted partners. I think the fact that we are there engaging in dialogue with people who ask us questions enables us to be more trusted partners. And I think the thing which is really interesting from a point of view of the community is that I think people in the community are almost so used to screaming at organisations about the stuff they want to be done, and they are just so pleased when they get a little bit of feedback that says, yep, we've heard what you say, we might not be able to sort it out today, but it's on our to-do list, you know, we're going to get to that will happen. So I think that for me is very important.
So in terms of a time investment for social media, is it more sort of project by project, or do you sort of still continue on a day-to-day basis, engage with the community on issues around the Vision for Leeds?
I think let's break that down into a couple of parts. Clearly, What If Leeds was a specific campaign. We had some resource and we were able to deploy that and evaluate our results. I think where that led us was to build social media into the way we do things. So, you know, we have our website, which is connected to our, which includes a blog page, which it didn't previously. That's linked to our Twitter, that's linked to our Facebook. LinkedIn, we're not so deeply involved in as a body, although I think we are in individually. So I think that there's a bit for me which is about adapting your day-to-day practice to accommodate social media and to make use of it. I think the bit which is then really interesting is how individually we pick that up in our jobs, and it's interesting how people have had different approaches. Some people try to divorce the personal from the work. That's something I personally have not tried to do. And it's interesting. Did the people who signed up to follow me on Twitter, which I always want to say is listen, people who said they'd like to listen to me or talk to me about things via Twitter, are the people who did that during the Vision for Leeds still interested when I'm talking about Leeds Rhinos' latest performance? Well, maybe they are, maybe they're not, but actually that's about me. And so I think it's an interesting new way, I think, of people saying, well, I'm around, I'm here, I'm somebody who's trying to make a difference to the agenda which is mine, and if you're interested, you've got a way of connecting.
So where to next? You know, obviously you talked about adapting it to sort of incorporating it into sort of the everyday workings of Leeds Initiative. Sort of, are there any big campaigns coming up in the future, or is it more just sort of day to day whilst we embed the vision?
I mean, clearly the big task now is to make the vision a reality, and that's what our different partnerships are working on. We've got a city priority plan, we monitor, and you can see on the website the progress that we're making against each of the short term as well as the bigger picture long term aims. So I think social media is something we deploy in that when we need to and when we want to. So for example, as part of our work on climate change, we've just decided to create a new identity on our website around climate change, new social media involvement on climate change to get over the messages of, well, what should you do if you're a business in Leeds that wants to make a difference to carbon emissions and saving money and so on, and what should you do at the community level to tell people about the council's wrap-up programme and the various things which are happening on that agenda. So again, we might have in the past put it in the council newspaper, which now comes out less frequently, might have in the past used leaflets through letterboxes and so on. I think we're now looking to use social media as probably one of our tools of choice.
And I guess just reflecting back on the journey you've had, were there any sort of key challenges that you've had, or has it sort of been kind of not plain sailing but not too much of a rough ride?
Yeah, the first thing, very honestly, that we had was launching the debating website, which I talked about at the beginning, and it didn't work. And certainly some of the most regular users of Twitter in Leeds were very critical of that, and you had to really put your hands up and say, yeah, unfortunately we didn't get it working by the deadline that we'd set us of launching that activity. And you know, we got it there in a couple of weeks, but it, you know, actually testing and making sure those things are done properly, I think, is really critical. So I think that's part of it. I think the second part is dealing with incoming. We did our first kind of tentative steps into Twitter broadcasting our events. So we had a number of events. You know, we have our hashtag, and we get people. We were doing the commentary. I think we were very prepared for doing that because we knew what we were going to say. What we weren't prepared for was the questions that were going to come in real time that we'd need to deal with. So I think that was an interesting learning point, where you really kind of got the power of the medium. So those will be a couple of examples where I think, you know, we've had to adapt and learn.
And finally, you know, what top three tips would you give for an organisation or business looking at starting a campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure that the tips are any different to the tips you would use for running effective projects or campaigns more generally in business or in civil society. I think being clear about your objectives and your audiences, it seems to me, is critical. I think something which I haven't spoken about much, but we started, I don't think we really understood how to do it at the beginning, is the monitoring, you know, getting that understanding of how much your message is being amplified, how much you're encouraging people to talk about the topics that you want to engage in. And then I think the really key bit is be authentic and follow up. You know, if someone asks you a question, give them an answer. You know, I think that for me is the speed thing. So I can certainly think of instances where I have been asked a question and I felt, and I do feel, honour bound to give a response or engage with that person. And I think organisationally for local government and organisationally more generally, that I think then leads you to reassess what good is. So, you know, having a set of customer service standards that traditionally would have said we'll reply to letters within 10 days or we'll reply to emails within 5 days. No, that's in the social media world, that's not good enough. Good now means pretty much you need to be giving an instant response. Doesn't need to be a final response. That's the other bit I think organisations need to learn. People are sensible. People know that you can't solve a problem that's a difficult problem in a day. What they need to know is you've heard what they say and you're on with it. That will be my big message.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Martin. That was some real gems in there, and thank you very much for your time. This is Charlotte Britton reporting for Optima Exposure.
Very welcome. Thank you.